You are Locked On Dynasty Football, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Here are your hosts, Matt Williamson and Ryan McDowell.
Thanks for making Locked On Dynasty your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. Welcome to the Locked On Dynasty Football Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan McDowell. You can follow me on Twitter at RyanMC23. Joining me, as always, is Matt Williamson. Find Matt on Twitter at WilliamsonNFL. Matt, it's Thanksgiving week. How's it going?
It's going well. I was telling you off the air that weeks like this are always tough because you just condense things. You try to set yourself up so you can have a day or day and a half off, give or take, something like that. And then the Steelers played primetime Sunday night, so that made things go a little slower for me too. So cramping a lot into a short amount of time, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah, good points there. It's an exciting week for NFL fans, for fantasy players. Of course, we get the three games on Thanksgiving Day. But as you said, that also means we kind of need to speed up our process. Normally, we, for the most part, can wait until Sunday morning on lineup decisions. Of course, that's pushed forward. Get all those waiver moves in earlier than normal, perhaps. So, yeah, you're right. We got to squeeze everything in over the next couple days to be ready for the Thursday slate. Matt, it is Tuesday right now, though. We've got a couple more days. We're talking some dynasty transactions. We've really focused this year in these Tuesday shows on the waiver wire. And over the past couple weeks, Matt, we've talked about the deeper you go into the season, the weaker the waiver wire gets. And that's really proving true this week. We don't even really need to go into detail about any of these guys, I don't think. Cedric Wilson, Cowboys wide receiver, looks like both Amari Cooper and CD Lamb will be out on Thanksgiving. So Cedric Wilson, worth a look if he's on your waiver wire. DJ Dallas in Seattle playing a larger role. Rashad Penny actually got the start, which was a little bit of a surprise. He got hurt. That's no surprise, unfortunately. Yeah. Alex Collins just proving to be nothing special. Maybe they give DJ Dallas a look. He played the exact same number of snaps as Alex Collins. Did score a touchdown. And then another guy that scored his first ever touchdown, Des Fitzpatrick, rookie from my neck of the woods, from University of Louisville, scored for the Titans. Actually led Tennessee in snaps and routes run. Of course, Julio is out. Johnson got hurt early in the game. AJ Brown was in and out. So there's a reason for that. But maybe a deep dynasty stash there with Des Fitzpatrick. Matt, that's all pretty gross. We don't want to talk about the waiver wire much anymore. And hopefully we're not relying on any of those guys. As we get really deep over the next few weeks, deeper into the season, we will look at some players that might be on the waiver wire that are dynasty stashes as we get close to the offseason. But we've got some time for that. Matt, what I really want to talk about today are some buy low trade targets. And I try to watch this, I try to watch the trade market in general pretty closely, both from the standpoint of my own leagues, for content I'm producing, whether it's articles or these podcasts, and then just everything that's going on over at DLF. And one of my favorite resources and tools that we have is the Dynasty Trade Finder. You can look at actual trades that have gone down in Dynasty Leagues. And I use that this week to come up with some players that look like popular buy low trade targets. I'm going to present these to you, kind of get your thoughts on the players, the situations, and then we'll look at using that tool. We'll look at some trades that have gone down and decide if we want to pay that price for that player. How does that sound?
I like it. It's a great idea.
We'll start in the AFC East. It's kind of weird to call this player a buy low because he has performed so well from a real NFL standpoint. But it's been pretty slow, I would say, fantasy-wise. I'm talking about Mac Jones, the Patriots rookie quarterback. And that group of rookie quarterbacks came in with so much hype. So such high expectations, of course, most of that for Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance and Justin Fields. And Mac Jones was almost the forgotten guy in that class. And it certainly hasn't been forgotten early in the season. The Patriots are suddenly the number one seed or in line for the number one seed in the AFC. I can't believe that. Mac Jones is playing well. Like I said, not putting up huge fantasy numbers. He's had, I believe, two top 12 fantasy games so far. And he's kind of got that stigma of he's a good real-life quarterback but doesn't have that fantasy upside. Matt, do you remember a guy about 20 years ago that had that same stigma?
About 20 years ago, amazing. Yeah, I mean, you can't help but compare them. And on Peacock and Williamson last week, we did a redraft, not fantasy related, of, you know, the first round quarterbacks. And we both took Mac Jones third behind Lawrence and Fields, but also kind of came to the conclusion that of all the quarterbacks in this class, I think Jones is the most out of the woods. Like, if you told me one of these guys is guaranteed to be a 10-year starter for his team, have a successful career, that doesn't mean Brady, but a successful starting career, I think Mac Jones is out of the woods and is going to accomplish that, you know, unless something crazy happens. And we even, you know, started comparing his career to a Kirk Cousins. I took it as far as a Matt Ryan. Like, if you knew Matt Ryan in his rookie year was going to last that long and be that startable in Superflex forever and ever, that has a ton of value. And my hunch is, and I'm sure you'll get to it, is you can still get Jones reasonably cheap because he doesn't run around like Trey Lance and Justin Fields.
It's funny, something you said there kind of reminded me of Jalen Hurts. We talk about him, and a lot of people talk about him, and obviously he's putting up big fantasy points, but you're not necessarily confident that he's going to be a long-term starter for the Eagles or in the NFL at all. And Jones is complete opposite end of that spectrum, that you look at him and say, yeah, he's going to be a starter for 10 years. Now we just need him to put up the fantasy points. And of course, I mean, the start of that conversation was kind of tongue-in-cheek. I mean, we're not calling anybody the next Tom Brady, but I do remember in Brady's first couple of seasons, that actually was the narrative. Yeah, he's impressive. He's good. But he doesn't have that fantasy football upside. And then all of a sudden, you know, when you get Randy Moss a couple years down the road, then that changes things. So that's, you know, Mac Jones needs some weapons for sure. And he's not going to get a Randy Moss level player, I don't think. But if he can get some competent
receiver, though.
Right.
I mean, it won't be Moss or Welker probably, but I bet he adds one more receiver this offseason. And that's a spike.
So in general, and like I said at the beginning, Matt, I'm going to share some actual trades that have gone down. Maybe that would change your mind on if you want to target Mac Jones and these other players as buy low options. But these are super flex, yes.
Okay, yeah.
But in general, would you consider yourself a buyer on Mac Jones?
Yeah, I mean, without question. Depends what these costs are, because I am interested to hear, because I am a believer in Dynasty, and Superflex is different, of course, but you can add the Phillip Rivers and Ben Roethlisbergers of the world late in their career for pretty cheap and survive, you know, and I don't think Jones will ever be a top five type of player, you know, so I do think there is a ceiling there that can't be ignored.
All right, I've got three trades for Mac Jones. All of these are super flex. All of these are recent, happening over just the past couple of weeks. Mac Jones for a first round and a second round rookie pick. Again, with all of these picks that we'll mention, we don't know exactly where they project. That obviously could change things if it were locked in as the 101 in a specific league. But for our purposes, we'll just call them random future picks. So a first rounder and a second rounder. Super flex league for Mac Jones.
Yeah, and that makes it a little hard. Like, if my team's junk, or the team that's given to me's junk, and this is a top five pick probably at this point, I don't know that I think I want the picks. But if it's rando or mid to late, you know, if we're going to be a little more narrowed down just a little, you know, 1 versus 12 is a big deal, I think you take the quarterback that you're going to start for 12 years.
I think I would take Jones there as well. The other caveat, other than just considering specific team outlook, when it comes to picks, is Mac Jones for a first and a second fair? Yes, I think it is. The only question is, can I use those same picks to get someone I like better? If Mac Jones my quarterback 15 in my rankings, can I get any of my top 14 for those same picks? So because of that, I think it's always somewhat difficult to consider these player-for-pick trades in a vacuum. But that notwithstanding, yes, I think that's fair. I think I would pay that to get Mac Jones. Mac Jones for Antonio Gibson.
Jones, I've soured on Gibson a little. I mean, I know that shin thing is absolutely a major factor, but the three down thing just isn't happening.
Yeah, it's certainly not yet. I would take Jones there as well. Again, just because of the super flex settings, the expectation that you're getting a starter for at least the next several years, if not a very long-term starter. Last one, and we talked about Trey Lance and Fields and the other quarterbacks in this class who have not quite lived up to the hype yet. Mac Jones and a second rounder for Trey Lance.
I still want Lance.
I want Lance as well.
Yeah. Garoppolo's playing pretty well, but he's not going to be there next year. And Lance just has massive upside. I think that offense is really exciting, too. Yeah, I think we both want Lance, right?
I do. But in general, we're good with those prices. We like acquiring Mac Jones. And honestly, I'm kind of surprised his value is not even higher than it is so far.
Quick question for you. Would you rather have Mac Jones than Tannehill, Cousins, Carr, that neighborhood?
Yes, I think I'm buying the years on that one. I don't think he's I don't think the gap in weekly production that we might see is enough to push me off those years.
Yeah. I mean, Carr's kind of interesting to me. I think he's going to be really good for a long time, and I know he's out of the woods, but yeah, I mean, that's a lot of years to buy there.
Yeah. Matt, when we come back, we will continue this exercise. We'll move over to the AFC North next. Thanks for making Locked On Dynasty your first listen every day. We are back. We're talking some buy low trade targets. These are popular players who have been traded recently in many dynasty leagues across the landscape. We're using the Dynasty Trade Finder tool from Dynasty League Football to pull some data on these players and to pull some actual trades that have gone down to decide if we want to be buyers or if we're just staying away for right now. We decided in the AFC East we are buying Mac Jones. Let's move to the AFC North. J.K. Dobbins, Matt, I know he's one of your guys. Obviously missed the entire season. The Baltimore running game has certainly struggled as a result of that, as they've shuffled in veterans who have mostly been unsuccessful. I just keep thinking every time I watch a Ravens game, you know, what if this was J.K. Dobbins? What would this offense look like? How many yards and touchdowns would he be putting up? We'll have to wait at least until next year to find out. Matt, your general thoughts on J.K. Dobbins as a dynasty asset?
Love the player. He definitely is one of my guys. Very much liked the situation in that, you know, Freeman or Murray or one of those guys could certainly be back in camp, but they're not guaranteed anything. Edwards is under contract, so he'll be back. And Dobbins, and where I'm going with that is I don't think they'll use a high pick or anything on the running back position because they kind of got their pecking order in line for next year with Dobbins at the top of that order. I can't imagine him not being the starter in week one on a good offense. And we talked about how teams might allocate their resources. You know, you get Ronnie Stanley back by then, and I bet Baltimore invests more and more on the offensive line, which you got to love to hear.
Yeah, we've seen some other teams who are missing their running backs, and we'll hit on some of these over the next week or two. whose replacements have been pretty impressive. And you have to at least question those injured players' long-term outlook because of that. Dobbins is not one of those, as you say.
I don't think anybody's going past him.
I think he's reclaiming that job pretty easily, honestly. Let's look at some trades that have gone down. We both like J.K. Dobbins. Let's see if the actual price in Dynasty trades changes that. J.K. Dobbins for Darren Waller.
Woo. Didn't see that angle coming.
Is that a little richer than you expected?
A little. I mean, yeah, I immediately think of the shortage of quality tight ends, but you know my affinity for hot young tight ends, and there's some I like that have made that a little deeper. You know, the Goddards of the world have emerged, and Gesicki's and those type of dudes. Is Waller on the decline? Probably. That one might be a state of my team answer, but I think I want Dobbins.
Yeah, it's got to be a state of your team answer. Of course, if you've got Waller and you're not contending, getting Dobbins for him is a solid return. If you are a contender and you feel like you're one position away, even if it's not, you know, even if you're set at tight end, I mean, Waller is a solid option as a flex, matching the production of many wide receivers and running backs. So, yeah, definitely a state of your team situation. I mean, I think of Waller. I know I can put him in my lineup for the next the rest of this season and probably all of next year as well. Mm-hmm. And I think I could do that with Dobbins, but not quite as confident. So, again, in a vacuum, I lean Waller here, but it's a fair deal.
Yeah, and if you could use, I mean, if the deal's happening now and you need a tight end bad, then yes, I want Waller.
J.K. Dobbins and a first-round pick. Again, we're just considering these random future picks. Mm-hmm. J.K. and a first-rounder for Javonte Williams.
Hmm. I want the Dobbins side.
I want the Dobbins side as well.
I
like what we've seen from Williams, but he you know, he hasn't kicked Melvin Gordon out of the backfield yet. So even though we still expect that to happen at the very least by next season, we think Dobbins will be back in the starting role by next season as well. So I'm not sure how much we're gaining here by losing that first round pick.
That's what I was going to say, is I think I prefer Williams right now, but I'm not certain that I will September 1st.
Last one. I was surprised by this one, honestly. J.K. Dobbins for Dak Prescott. That is in a one quarterback league, not a super flex.
Oh, I want Dobbins, I think.
Pretty easily for me there.
Yeah, right. Dak's great. There's no knock on him. It's just the position's wrong.
Yep, of course.
I mean, would you trade Dobbins for any quarterback?
I mean, I think Kyler and Lamar and Mahomes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Allen as well. So probably that similar top tier. We ranked our quarterbacks 3 weeks ago, I believe. So, yeah, the top tier, I think I probably would prefer the quarterback there. Just the advantage they give you over the rest of the field.
I mean, even non-superflex, those guys are very nice to have.
Yes, yeah. Next player, let's move over to the AFC South. This one is a player we could spend an entire episode on. We have spent episodes on, and unfortunately don't have much clarity over the past few months. It is, of course, Deshaun Watson, Houston Texans quarterback. Again, no real legal update of significance, at least none that I've seen. Since the season started, he's still eligible to play. The Texans have made him a healthy scratch every single week this season. Did not get a trade done at the trade deadline. Seemed like their asking price was still very high. The teams that were interested were only interested if there was some type of clarity on the legal aspect. And of course, we're not getting that yet. So no deal got done. I think really the answer here, if you consider Deshaun Watson a buy low, is just what do you expect to happen moving forward? And I mean, we're gonna try to refrain from passing judgment here, but it sure doesn't look good. Just again, the volume of complaints against him, the volume of females involved in this case. When it's that many, it's tough to believe that there's nothing going on. Right. There's certainly a lot of smoke. So if somehow over the off season, Matt, we find out that yes, he's guilty, and maybe it's all civil, no legal conviction, I guess, or Drew Davenport would probably scold me for using the wrong language there, but we'll go with it since he's not here. If it all ends up being civil, no criminal, do you think the NFL says 2021 was your suspension and you're good to go, or do they tack on 6 games, 8 games, or a full year? Right.
I think they tack on not a full year. The other thing about it is, I always hate talking about the legal stuff. We always do. I mean, it's hard. We don't know. You know, we're not lawyers. But all of a sudden, like, the Eagles and the Dolphins, might they just like their guy now? You know what I mean? Like, is there still as many people interested in when he does eventually move? I mean, could he end up in Pittsburgh or Atlanta or something like that? Or even Carolina might just say, this Cam Newton dude's all right. I'm not getting involved in this mess. You know, like, I'm having a harder time than usual finding landing spots.
Yeah, that's a good point. Both the Eagles and Dolphins to Jalen Hurts playing well as of late. That could change the minds of those teams. Because their guy is certainly cheaper, at least right now, than Watson would be when it comes to any kind of trade compensation and being a veteran. He's right. Got a much more expensive contract. Let's look at some trades involving Deshaun Watson. And again, this comes down to what you expect. I expect him to be suspended at least part of the 2022 season, if not the entire season. Deshaun Watson and a first rounder for Dak Prescott. And again, these are from Superflex leagues.
I want Dak.
Dak here as well, pretty easily.
Yeah. Okay.
Deshaun Watson for George Kittle and Jordan Love.
Wow. I'm not a big Love believer, but I'm a pretty big Love's going to be an opening day starter believer. And then I might trade Love. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I have to start him week one.
You don't have to keep him.
Right. I don't have to keep him. I think his value is going to go up. So you're kind of buying low on Love, too, in a little bit of a way, although everyone knows what's coming. I think Kittle's a little bit of a buy low, too. I think I'm going to take that side.
This one was the closest one for me. I'm siding with you, taking Kittle and Jordan Love here. But I get the reasoning. And
yeah,
again,
yeah.
If you're totally out of it and hoping to hit on a big value gain from Watson, I could see that side. I think this one's pretty easy. Honestly, going the other way, Deshaun Watson for Sam Darnold, Jamar Jefferson, a second rounder, and a fourth rounder.
No, I don't want any of those things.
No, me either. Me either. Just not enough.
Even if that was a first rounder, I'd say no instead of a second.
Yeah, and we've talked about this on previous Watson episodes and other issues along the same lines. If you just don't want that player on your roster at all because of these accusations, I get that. I don't mind that. I would try to get a little bit more. That's just not enough.
No, I mean, a lot of little pieces aren't going to cut it.
Yeah. Matt, when we come back, we'll take a look at one more player, this time from the AFC West.
First, let me tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the easiest and fastest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season's in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action as well. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for the runs for the playoff. Head to the website or use your mobile device, very easy, to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus. 50%. You're going to use our Locked On promo code, Locked On, all one word, all caps, 50% welcome bonus when you use the promo code Locked On. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Locked On Bets is your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. We are back, Matt. We are talking dynasty buy low trade targets, looking at some players who have been targeted at lower than expected cost and deciding which way we would go. Mac Jones, J.K. Dobbins, Deshaun Watson are the players we've talked about so far. Let's move over to the AFC West. This player's been in the news over the past couple days. Just got a contract extension from the Denver Broncos. Cortland Sutton, the wide receiver. It's been kind of a rough season, at least a rough past few weeks for Cortland Sutton. When Jerry Jeudy's in the lineup, Sutton just doesn't do much. But the Broncos still believe they've gave him a pretty hefty contract extension. So we know Jeudy's there for the long term. We know Sutton is there for the long term. They also gave their third wide receiver, Tim Patrick, a contract extension. Noah Fant locked up for another year or two. This team just needs a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, Hamler's still on his first contract. Albert O's still on his first contract. I mean, they got a lot of dudes. This contract sort of surprised me. It was a little bigger than I expected, for one, because, as you mentioned, he has not been tearing it up. I definitely think Jeudy is the one, as you mentioned. I'm starting to doubt this organization a little bit more and more. You know, I mean, I'm not loving how they've team built and coaching staff and all that stuff, and I expect changes there probably. I don't know that Sutton's a buy low for me right now. I mean, sure, there's a chance Watson or, you know, Aaron Rodgers, of course, could be his quarterback, and that would boost them, but I don't know that it boosts them 20 spots on the receiver ranks.
I agree. I consider, before we get into the exact trades that have gone down, I would consider Sutton more of a sell, not a buy.
After the contract news, right.
Right, right. So let's look at those trades and see if that changes anything. Cortland Sutton for Keenan Allen.
Allen's going to fade away slow.
I want Allen as well. We've seen him get hot in recent weeks. Kind of a similar deal, I would say, Cortland Sutton for Amari Cooper.
I like Allen better than Cooper, but Cooper better than Sutton still.
Same for me. I want the veteran wide receiver over Sutton here.
Sutton's not a slam dunk starter even in fantasy right this minute.
No.
He's, you know, deeper dynasty rosters. I own him like in two leagues, and once in a while I start him, but not every week.
You don't feel great about it.
No, no.
I mean, when Jeudy was out of the lineup, he was tearing it up. But when Judy's healthy, that has not been the case. Last one, I'm taking Sutton here. Cortland Sutton for Elijah Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, I'll take Sutton over Mitchell. I thought you were going to say Elijah Moore, and I'll take Moore over him. And then when you said Mitchell, I was disappointed. And definitely I'll take Sutton.
All right, we're going Sutton there. So we're on the same page. In general, we would not be buying low on Cortland Sutton. We are buying low, though, on Mac Jones and J.K. Dobbins. Deshaun Watson, I don't know, we kind of disagreed on that one. Sounds like you're ready to buy. I'm mostly staying away. And again, it's almost a personal choice of how you expect the next year of his life to play out. That is it for today's show. Please make sure you download and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Remember to follow the show at Locked On Dynasty. Follow Matt at Williamson NFL, and I'm Ryan, MC23. We'll be back next time with more Locked On Dynasty.